Friday, the 28th of October, saw the race to succeed Kevin Dunyon as University Rector come to an end. The results were announced by returning officer Gillian McIntosh, starting with the total number of votes cast.
3,882 total votes. The result was achieved after two rounds of counting. In the first round of counting, the total valid votes were 3,857. The quota is therefore 1,929 votes. The results in the first round were as follows. Michael Forsyth, 784 votes. Colin Fox, 667 votes. Abir McIntyre, 289 votes. Alistair Moffat, 1,851 votes. Pat Nevin, 266 votes. Pat Nevin has the least votes and is therefore eliminated and his votes redistributed. In the second round of counting, the total valid votes were 3,802. The quota is therefore 1,901 votes. The result in the second round were as follows. Michael Forsyth, 825 votes. Colin Fox, 695 votes. Abir McIntyre, 326 votes. Alistair Moffat, 1,956 votes. Therefore, I, as returning officer, declare Alistair Moffat duly elected.
Alistair Moffat then said these words to acknowledge his triumph.
I'm absolutely humbled. We've had a wonderful week, and I just said to Michael and to Colin, thank you for your good fellowship. The wonderful thing about this week for I think the three of us, and I think I can speak for the three of us, was to meet so many fantastic people. The students of this university are nothing less than an adornment to St Andrews. Michael and I were joking last night at the debate about what lumps we were when we were here and how amazing you guys are, and you are absolutely amazing. Now, when I came to talk to folks about this, that was what I came home and said to Lindsay, that was what struck me. What amazing people. So sparky, so bright, so intelligent, so good looking, so thin. It was wonderful, and that was why I decided to do it. I was so impressed with the students at St Andrews University, and I'm humbled and delighted, and I'm privileged. Any one of the five candidates on the ballot would have served this university well, and I think all of them deserve your applause, all of them. Just let me say that, you know, when 600 years ago the candles of enlightenment were lit in this place, they shone into dark corners. Now, we all know that out there cold winds are blowing and storms are gathering and the candles are guttering and flickering and growing dim. But I have such a passion and a belief in this university that we can make them shine brightly again. And I hope that my fellow candidates will join me in wishing this university the very best future it could possibly have, and I'm sure that with me they would work towards that. Thank you all very much indeed for everything that you've done and for all that you are. You, the students, are the university. You are a credit to yourselves, to your parents and to your university, and I thank you very much for your support.
Reporting for Star, I'm Richard Brown.